All right, it's Coast 93.1, the Battle of the Bad Dates. We had a great one on hold, but she hung up, so we're down to two. It's head-to-head.
All right.
One or the other is going to win the tickets here. Jamie called. Hers was great. She went on a date, and she sneezed, and she went to sneeze under the table, but knocked herself out on the table. So honorable mention for Jamie.
What are the odds, right?
Okay, we got Katie and Kelly on. So, Kelly, why don't you go? And Katie, hang on. Don't hang up, okay? We're going to have you go second. Kelly, tell us about the bad date. If we think it's the worst one, we'll set you up with the tickets. And this is, I don't want to say your age, but your age has something to do with it.
It does. So
you say what you want.
The date took place out in a little cafe in the sun in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And chatted with this guy on a dating app. Seemed cool. So we agreed to meet. And the friggin' dude showed up on a skateboard.
And now how old are you?
So, this was 5 years ago, and I'm in my 50s.
He was in his 40s.
So I was in my late 40s, and he literally, one, was late, two, literally rolled up on a skateboard, popped it up into his hand, and pointed to me like he was from Happy Days, and he's like, yo, Kelly? And I'm like, okay,
oh my God,
this date's over before it starts.
Right. Okay, yeah, all right, okay. Hang on. Hang on, Kelly. Yo, Kelly.
Yeah.
Katie, you met your guy online, right?
Yes, I met him on Tinder. It was like a first date. You know, we had a few drinks down at the BBC. This was a long time ago, down in Massachusetts. So anyways, he's like, oh, come back to my place. So I said, okay. And he didn't tell me his brake lights were out. So as we were going back to his place, he apparently had brakes, but I didn't see it, so I rear-ended him, but he was fine.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
So you're going home to his place on this date, and you rear-ended him on the way there?
Yep.
Okay. And he's like, no, it's cool.
Right.
Like, what?
And, well, found out he lived with his parents. He was like, all right, we've got to be quiet, because, you know, we don't want to, like, let my parents know we're coming in. And I was like, oh, well, that's new. It's good to know. So we went in, and
those are his parents.
Things happen, but as you know, we were doing the you know, sleeping in the same room together type deal.
Mm-hmm.
He had the same thing where he would, the whole time, he just kept going, oh yeah, oh yeah, yep, 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 oh yeah, yep, yep, and like the whole time.
It makes me think of those. What is it, the Muppets or Sesame Street? The ones that go, yep, 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 yep,
well,
yep,
I
yep.
I kind of see it as a, the Kool-Aid guy. He's like, oh, yeah. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on.
Oh, man.
Don't hang up, Katie. Oh, my God. You have to decide. I'm going to make you pick.
Okay. I got to go, Katie.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Kelly was so good, too.
Hey, Kelly, we loved your story, your man on the skateboard. The best part was, yo, Kelly.
Yeah, you should have been there.
Oh, my God. Well, thanks for calling. That was a bad date, just not quite bad enough, believe it or not.
I do believe it. There's worse ones out there, I'm sure.
All right, sweetie. Have a good morning. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Oh, there goes her date, too. Katie, you win! You win the battle of the bad dates. Good job, girl.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That is funny. All right. We got to get your info. Don't hang up. You got tickets to The Good Theater. It's the production of A Doll's House Part 2 for Friday, March 1st. The show was nominated for 8 Tony Awards when it was in New York. It's a modern, hip, hysterical look at marriage and divorce, and it plays at The Good Theater. Pretty soon, if you want to get tickets, hit their website. But you're good for a pair of tickets. Good job, Katie.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
This is for you, Katie.